Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I think many people would agree that there are definitely some issues with METRA and CTA and PACE, and public hearings are being held where you can finally, hopefully, have your voice heard and weigh in on it. State Senator Ram Vilavlam. Vilavlam? Tell me how to say your last name correctly.
Well, first, thank you for having me. Vilavlam is how I say it. My sister and brother and my mom say it differently as well, so no pressure.
Oh, I love that. I love when a family is like, no, this is how we say it. And somebody else in the family is like, no. And I'm the state senator, so this is how we're going to say it. Thank you for joining us, Senator. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
And you're hosting these hearings on public transit, which seems to be a big issue. Is one of those issues that we're not consolidated, and is that the future?
I think it's definitely part of the conversation. I would first note that every major public transit agency in the nation is facing a similar situation where, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's been a reduction in ridership due to remote work. There's a fiscal cliff coming, and there's a shortage of workers that are working in our public transit system. That being said, we need to fix it. We need to move forward. We need to make sure that we have a public transit system that's affordable, reliable, safe, environmentally conscious, and economically impactful for all of our residents. And definitely, you know, one of the questions is, should there be four agencies that have 21 different authorities appointing 47 different people? So we're going to, you know, have the conversation on service, on governance and funding through the hearings that we're hosting.
Are other major cities in the same situation when it comes to that many people governing each individual agency, or are other major cities, let's say New York, Boston, LA doesn't have a great transportation system, but some of those East Coast cities that have been at it a long time, are most of those one agency that oversees all of transportation?
Most of them definitely have one public transit agency, not just, you know, if you look at the nation, but around the world. There's cohesiveness and kind of the central agency that really takes on the task of providing the type of public transit that our residents want, need, and deserve as we move forward. And look, I'll be honest and say that if you talk to everybody that is involved and you ask folks, you know, if we were able to go back in time to 1982, when this system was created, essentially, would we do it the same way? And I think most folks would say, probably not, right? I think that the challenge, right, where we are now is we have this governance model, and there are local voices insured for each part of the region. And so the question becomes, can we achieve that feeling of making sure we have a local voice for every part of the region, from the city of Chicago to the collar counties, while centralizing it into one agency? I think that's a good conversation, a robust conversation we're going to have. But let me say this, we need to make sure we center the conversation on the type of service we want, need, and deserve now, and the type of service we need for the future.
I think that a lot of people are very frustrated on many levels, but one of those frustrations is that the people who run these agencies are not the people who take public transportation every day. They don't understand the ins and outs and the problems that riders are facing. In fact, when the Sun-Times did a story, I think it was, oh, geez, probably a year ago, they found that the majority of riders complained about safety and delays and those ghost buses, but they showed sympathy towards CTA employees who they feel and the employees themselves feel like they have a whole list of issues that they want addressed. And could that be why they have employment issues where they're having problems filling some of these jobs?
It could be. I think first and foremost, right, we want to make sure that we are supporting the wages, benefits, and working conditions of all of our public transit workers. These are the folks that worked through the pandemic. They made sure that other essential and frontline workers got to their jobs and to their families, back to their families during the pandemic. These are true heroes of our local economy and our communities. And so working to ensure that they get the wages, benefits, and working conditions they deserve is incredibly important. I also think that when we talk about the fact that there is a labor shortage, you know, amongst the workers at the public transit agencies, that also stems from making sure we're offering competitive benefits, working conditions, and wages. And so that's a conversation we need to have. We need to be there for those workers. Obviously, I think the agencies would say, well, that goes back to funding. And to them, I've said and will continue to say, show us your plan. Show us your vision of service for the future. Show us how we're going to hold you accountable and transparent and make sure you're transparent. We'll also have some ideas on that. And then we can talk about the governance that is needed and the revenue, that's the funding that's needed to make sure we can provide that service. So I think we have a blueprint of how we can have this conversation. But again, it goes back to service and how we can ensure we're planning for the future.
Absolutely. And safety, according to all the text messages coming in, that's a major concern for people. You know, people asking, hey, why don't they have metal detectors like airports? Others are saying people are openly smoking pot and cigarettes on trains and buses. And so there's a lot of work to be done, but this is an opportunity for people to have their voice heard. Tell everybody about the public hearings and how they can participate.
Absolutely. And just on safety real quick, one, we passed legislation that was signed into law last year that allows public transit agencies to suspend riders that commit aggravated assault or public acts of indecency. So we're taking a step there to increase safety. But really what needs to happen is more riders on these different public transit platforms will kind of make sure that people are surrounded by other people and lead to more safety. But certainly we have a ways to go there. The public hearings that are coming up are really everyone's opportunity to weigh in. We are hosting six committee hearings of the Senate Transportation Committee, and one will be in Chicago starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., and then we'll have one across each part of the region, south suburbs of Cook County, DuPage, Will, and Kendall County. Kendall counties will have one. Chain and McHenry counties will have one. Lake County and northwest suburb of Cook County will have one. And then we're also going to have one in Springfield to cover the downstate public transit needs that might exist. So please, you know, join us. Tomorrow we'll be at 10 a.m. at the Blandick Building on LaSalle Street. Again, we want to hear from everybody. We really want to create a system that will serve our residents today and in the year 2050. And that's what we're...
Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know what happened to your phone there, but I hope you're still there, State Senator. And so if people Absolutely. Can't make it, is there a form in which they can submit anything written via a website?
Absolutely. So we first of all, if they can't make it in person, you can go to www.ilga.gov to watch the hearing live virtually. And then secondly, please look out for my Facebook page, State Senator Ron Villivellum. We'll post a link to a Google form where people can provide comments and feedback and questions as to how we can, improve the public transit system. This is so important because people rely on this to get to their job, their hospital, their doctor, their school, so much more, and we want to get it right.
Thank you so much for joining us. That is State Senator Ram Velivalam, 8th District. And if you hang out with us, Lauren has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.